With What's News from the Wall Street Journal, I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Wednesday is a national day of mourning for former President George H.W. Bush. Speaking ahead of his father's funeral, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush urged Americans not to grieve, but to celebrate his father's life. He said tributes, including emails, have been pouring in since his father's death on Friday.
The ones that I most love are the ones that people I've never met that said, I met your dad, he did something incredible that redirected my life in a way just because he actually cared. You know, he didn't think, well, I'm a big dog, you're not. Let me move on to the important people. He treated everybody the same way, and that's the most powerful lesson that I've learned.
Jeb Bush spoke with the Wall Street Journal's Gerald Seib at the CEO Council in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday. For more on their conversation, head to our website, wsj.com. We'll have more on this week's CEO Council coming up. In just a moment, we'll get to a conversation with the CEOs of Dick's Sporting Goods and Aetna on gun control. But first, here are some other top stories we're following. U.S. markets are closed on Wednesday. Tuesday brought a sell-off amid concerns over the viability of a U.S.-China trade truce and the pace of economic growth. The Dow dropped 799 points, or 3.1%. The S&P 500 fell 3.2%, and the Nasdaq fell 3.8%. Wall Street Journal reporter Akani Otani says in another worrying sign for the economy, bank stocks have been among the hardest hit.
Typically, in a healthy economy, the banks are doing well. And so the fact that we're seeing this big slide hit not just tech shares, which have been hard hit as of late, and trade-sensitive stocks, but also the banks, suggests that investors are getting a little bit more pessimistic about the growth potential.
Shares of Morgan Stanley fell 5% on Tuesday, and Citigroup and J.P. Morgan Chase each fell 4.5%. Supermarket chain Kroger has announced plans to sell its groceries in Walgreens stores in branded Kroger Express sections. They'll begin rolling out in over a dozen Walgreens stores near the company's headquarters in Cincinnati next year. Both companies are hoping to expand their reach and better compete with e-commerce. Thomson Reuters is cutting about 12% of its global workforce over the next 2 years as it shifts from producing content to providing software services. The company, which provides tools for corporate, legal, and tax professionals, is also reducing its global office footprint by about 30% by 2020. Still to come, a conversation about gun control with the CEOs of Dick's Sporting Goods and Aetna. Dick's Sporting Goods changed its gun policy earlier this year following the fatal high school shooting in Parkland, Florida in February. The company stopped selling assault-style weapons and no longer sells guns or ammunition to anyone under the age of 21. Dick's CEO Ed Stack spoke about the policy change with the Wall Street Journal's Nikki Waller at the journal's CEO Council on Tuesday.
Plenty of employees don't necessarily agree with the stance you're taking. I know, Ed, you know, there were some departures at Dick's. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, when we made our statement of what we were going to do around guns, we had 62 people resign. We anticipated that there would be some people that would leave because, you know, we've got 40,000 employees. We got 2,600 in our corporate office. And we're a cross-section of the country, so we knew there would be people that would be upset. And we had 62 people resign, which I actually thought that was relatively small compared to the entire base. Now, we also know that there are probably some people who left also, who went and got another job and left. But it was interesting is one of the young men who resigned and worked in one of our stores was on Fox News on the Saturday after our comment. And he got on Fox News and moderator was trying to get him to, you know, so what'd you think about the company? And this kid was just steadfast. He said, I didn't agree with what they did. I don't agree with it. I can't work there any longer. But they paid me well. They treated me well. And I respect the company. But based on this stance, I just can't go there any longer. And I went back into our HR group the next day after on that Monday. And I said, if this young man ever wants to come back to the company, you hire him back in a second. And it's okay to have differing views. As long as you can have a rational and cerebral conversation about it, it's okay to have different views. And I think we have to have different views, but we just have to respect each other and have a civil conversation about it.
That's Dick's Sporting Goods CEO, Ed Stack. Aetna CEO Mark Bertolini was part of the conversation and weighed in on gun control as a public health issue. Both CEOs spoke with The Wall Street Journal's Nikki Waller about corporate pressure and working with lawmakers on gun control.
At Aetna, you two have taken a lot of action on this as a public health issue. And when we were talking the other day, you actually told me about a call you made to Mitch McConnell,
mm-hmm.
who was just here last night.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that and sort of what Aetna has been up to.
Yeah, I'm born and raised in Detroit. You know, worked on the assembly lines after I flunked out of college a couple of times. And, you know, I have guns. And I rode around the summers with guns in the back of the truck, pistols and long rifles, and used them for hunting and for, you know, other, you know, legal things. And so I'm a gun owner. I get it.
And Ed, you are as well, is that right?
I'm a gun owner. I've been around guns my entire life.
Yeah. I grew up with them. So I know how to responsibly handle them. We started our journey with Sandy Hook. We're a Connecticut company. We had critical incident stress debriefing teams on site the next day. We were dealing with the families. A lot of them we covered. But then, the Orlando Club, we lost two of our employees there.
Right.
And that became a real urgent issue for us to speak to when we started speaking to it. And then when Parkland happened and a whole host of others in between, I started putting pressure on our folks in Washington. And I made a call to the leader and said, you know, I'm really concerned that we're not taking enough action on gun control. And I asked Leader McConnell if he had grandchildren and did he worry about them coming home from school. And my point was that, you know, we should never feel like our children are political chips in a battle over other legislation. Let's just make these changes and make them now. And he said that they were trying, but that it would be very difficult to do. And I get that, but I don't think we can support. And so I said to my team, anybody with an NRA rating of B or better doesn't get any financial support from Aetna in the political elections going forward, because we've got to get people's attention. It hasn't worked. We're still in this place where we've had 317 mass shootings in the United States, almost one every day. We're losing, 12 students a week in schools through shootings. And our children are now political pawns in a game over whether or not we should, both from an immigration standpoint and from a gun standpoint, our children are now political pawns. And there's something deeply wrong with our society when we allow that to continue.
That's Aetna CEO Mark Bertolini and Dick's CEO Ed Stack in conversation with The Wall Street Journal's Nikki Waller about gun control at the Journal's CEO Council this week. For more coverage of the council, including videos, head to WSJ.com or the WSJ app. And that's what's news. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.
Enjoy the What's News podcast? Then try the What's News newsletter. Sign up at wsj.com/newsletters. That's wsj.com/newsletters.